Daniel.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
How are you doing?
Tired.
Why? You stayed with us all night last night, so you should have had at least 5 hours of sleep.
I was until 4:15.
I know. Okay, let it begin. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte b'yitzilu urchimu urchimu udchilu li'achta l'shem yudhe bubate b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael hine anachnu ba'im l'kayem mitzvat sehirata omer la'asot Nachat Ruach Riotzrenu Vilasot Ratzon Borenu Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanunei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanunehu. Now we'll study those verses from Psalms that prepare us to say the blessing. Adonai Eloheinu Ahe Yigmor ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha le'olam ma'asei yadecha Ayol beref Echra le'elohim Elyon la'el gomer alai Mene'emar ve'abor alai Yishterech mitboseset Vedamayish vayomar lach vedamayish vayi vayomar lach vedamayish vayi. Barki nafshi et Adonai yohei wahei Elohim yohei wahei Elohei gedalta meod hod vehadar levashta Otesh ork kashalma, notesh shamayim paria. Baruchata Adonai Yohei Wahei, Yudhei Vavhei, Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, Betzivanu al sefirat haomer.
Brandon.
Hayom echad v'arba'im yom laomer shehem chamisha shavuot v'shisha yamim. Today is the 34th day of the Omer, which is 4 weeks and 6 days. Shulchan Hu Yatatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Lim Koma Bim Chera Biyameinu. And we can all say Amen. We will now study Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter, and we will stop at a word. Lam Natseach Bim Dino Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechanenu Vivarkenu Yair Panav Itanu Tela Ladaat Ba'aretz Darkecha V'kol Goyim Yeshuatecha Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Yismechu V'ranenu Le'umim Yitishvot Amim Mishor The letter Lamed of Ulumim. The letter Lamed means the teacher. In what way are you a teacher in your life? In what way are you a student learning from a teacher in your life? How can you increase both your learning, and your teaching? Ulumim ba'aretz tanhem sela Yoducha amim Elohim Yoducha. The word Yoducha we've seen before many times. It has a connection to appreciation and thankfulness. It has a connection to the Sefirah of Chod. In what way can you increase your appreciation of the goodness of Hashem? Amin Kulam. Eretz Nadayu Vulayu Varkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim Vayiru Oto Kol Asearet. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana b'koach gedulat yemincha tatzir terurah Aleph bet gimel yitzach tzadi Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu yorah. To fresh ions in Tet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehud Ha Giva Vachamwe. Nun Gibor Dalet Yud Kashin. Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitata Tami Gamle. That's Tetrash, Sadi Tav Gimel. Tassim Kadosh, Thiro Tucha, Nae Ladatecha. The letter Ayin. Letter Ayin that means to see. The letter Ayin that represents Chachma, wisdom. The letter Ayin that connects to Mount Sinai through its gematria of 130. And also to the Sulam, the ladder of spiritual climb. In what ways are you climbing that spiritual ladder? How can you speed up your process without missing a step? Ket kufet chet nunayin yachid geye lamcha fene zokre kidushatecha. Yitgimalamet te zayin tu. Shavatenu kavel ushmati akatenu yodeyata aluho. Shin kufal. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umitumatenu. Imoshe katavta b'torata usvartem lachem mimacharad ha-shabbat niyom haviyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot t'mimot t'hiyana ad mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shviyit ha-sefiru Tamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu. Nafshot amcha Yisrael mizochamatam. Uvechein yehi ratzon milpanecha Adonai Elohei Wahei Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Shebisut sefirat haomer, shesaparti hayom yetukan mi shebagamti, besefira yesod shebechod. Yesod shebechod, the foundation within the frame of appreciation. What does the foundation of appreciation look like? How can you do more of it? How can you create a larger vessel for this foundation to be strong enough to support that larger vessel? V'yetaher v'yetkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen Sela. The 34th journey in the desert is leaving Kadesh and camping at Hor Habar, Hor Chachar, which is at the edge of the land of Edom. Hor Chachar is a double mountain, a mountain atop a mountain, like a small apple on top of a big apple. Aaron passed away and was buried on this double mountain. Despite the sorrow connected with Aaron's death, Aaron was remembered, he was mourned and missed for his great love of all people, which is why he was the entire essence of Israel. Both men and women wept for him because Aaron pursued peace and did everything possible to reconcile and bring love back between adversaries and between husbands and wives. A mountain symbolizes love, like a powerful mountain rising into the heavens. Love lifts us up and allows us to soar. Love is always yearning, to reaching, like a mountain to the skies. Aaron was buried appropriately in a place that reflected his essential nature, a double mountain. Not just love, but love on top of love. Ahava Rabbah, a great love. Aaron went out of his way, beyond the letter of the law, to cultivate love and engender harmony. Wherever he went, Aaron's love is the reason that in his merit, the people were surrounded and protected by the clouds of glory. Through their difficult journey in the wilderness, these clouds are like a nurturing embrace of a mother, clutching and engulfing her child with love and affection, protecting the child from all threats. After Aaron's passing, this love ceased and the clouds departed, only to return in the merit of Moses. With this protection gone, the Canaanite king of Arad felt that he can attack the vulnerable nation. Hor Hachar, then, in our personal life, is the journey of love, the efforts we invest in loving another and bringing love into this divisive and aggressive world. At the edge of the land of Edom is what expresses that. Embracing all human beings regardless of background, the love that is often appreciated once it is absent, as it was after Aaron's death, when we realize what we are missing. However, in our life journey, we need not wait for loss to cherish and propagate love all around us. Unconditional love is the greatest defense and immunization against predators. At this point, following Aaron's death and the departure of the protective clouds, the Jews, swept by fear, retreated 8 journeys all the way back to Moseroth until the Levites compelled them to return on track. In our lives, we will all have setbacks. There will be times and journeys when we panic. Overtaken by fear, we regress. Despite our progress, we retreat and give up valuable ground that we worked hard at gaining. We must know that this too is part of life's real journeys. Never be discouraged. Even our retreats are challenges that can be converted into opportunities which are part of the journey that helps thrust us forward. The next few journeys are the harshest ones. The people were worn out from wandering for so many years in a desolate wilderness. And as their journeys continue to mount and witnessing the death of Aaron, they finally break down and feel deeply estranged from the divine hand. So too in our life's journey, as the years wear on, old age brings with it many maladies and the resulting resignation. After years of wandering in the wilderness of our lives, it's natural that the journey will take its toll. Tzaddikim, who left this day, the 19th day of Iyar, Rabbi Meir ben Baruch, the Maharam, Mimorotenberg, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Rimanov, Rabbi Pinchas Torsky of Peshemeshel, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Mordechai Soloveitchik of Lucerne, and Rabbi Ezra Atiyah of Syria, and finally Rabbi Moshe Kopshitz. the prophet that Rabbi Drizin teaches us, connecting to the Sefirah of Yesod Shebechod, is Yoel ben Pesuel, the prophet Yoel. The woman is the Abigail. The wife of Nabal, who after her husband dies, she marries David, the king. The 34th method of acquiring Torah is to flee from honor. The 34th letter is the Vav of the word Kavod. That Vav represents heaven, it represents Zeranpin, it represents the emotions. And to pray for the Bet HaMikdash. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mhera b'yameinu. And may we all say amen.
Amen.
Does anybody have any questions? Have a Shavua Tov, a good week, a week of peace. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you, Anouk.
You're welcome, Daniel. Shalom all.